Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York. Her preaching today is entitled Passing Through the Gate.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." I can hack it. Now I know I can hack it. Words spoken to me over 30 years ago by a young man in his mid-20s in the Massachusetts maximum security prison for men. He could hack a life sentence because of his recent, powerful, and profound religious experience. I would call it a mystical experience. He was in deep, deep remorse, praying for some assurance that he was forgiven for his crime, forgiven by God, forgiven by the woman he had murdered. In his prayer, he told me, he simply felt God's forgiveness, and he heard the woman say, "I forgive you." It was that clear, and his life changed forever. The grace of God empowered him to open the gate to his heart, to his truest self. His God and his Savior freed him at that moment. He could now rise above the deadly dimensions of his physical imprisonment to the new life of the Spirit, newly available to him. To this day, over 30 years ago, or 30 years later, he continues to exhibit the inner freedom of that spirit life released through an open-gated heart, reflecting to everyone who knows him the concluding verse of today's gospel, "I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The many metaphors in John's Gospel by which Jesus identifies who he is, "I am the way, the truth, the life, I am the bread of life, I am the vine, I am the good shepherd," all these metaphors draw our imaginations, our hearts, into an intimate experience of the living God, the I Am. As Carol Stuhlmuller has written in his commentary on today's passage, the gift of the Holy Spirit is extremely personal, reaching into the depths of our heart and mind, it is also overwhelmingly powerful, summoning us to heroic acts and new ways of life. To what heroic action or new way of life does today's word in Scripture summon me? Where or how am I called to open the gates of my heart? Could it be, for example, to greater inclusion of the other in thought, in word, in action? Could it be to listen more attentively and intentionally for the voice of the Good Shepherd calling me somewhere, somehow, beyond my closed gates that keep me comfortable or more likely imprisoned, out to the freedom of that more abundant life?